This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
According to author Ken Fisher's book, there are 10 roads of how to become a millionaire. Or more specifically, per the title of his book, there are 10 roads to riches. Now, after reading his book and learning how the wealthy actually did it, I left with an assured feeling of what I'm doing with my real estate investing is the right thing. You see, not only was investing in real estate one of those roads to riches, it was clearly the easiest road, meaning more people have done it this way. So if becoming a millionaire, if that's your goal, per that statistic, investing in real estate provides the best odds. So if you want to take that on, this is how you do it. To become a millionaire real estate investor, there are four stages that one must progress through. The first stage is to adopt the thinking of a millionaire real estate investor. Now, maybe thinking about money, perhaps this idea lands for you as a timeless truth, or maybe it's armchair rhetoric to you. I don't know. All I've got to say is ignore it at your own risk. Your thoughts, they're everything in your journey to becoming a millionaire. You see, the population can be divided into, say, two groups. We'll say two groups. That you have those that use money, and then you have those that of which money uses them. Millionaire real estate investors, they think of money as a resource or a tool to accomplish their goals. That's all it is. It's just a means to get there. They use money. Now, the other group, well, they give all types of different meaning to money that causes disruption in their lives, which ultimately thwarts their pursuits. Money uses them. You must have the thoughts of a millionaire investor if you ever expect to become one. So once you're thinking like a millionaire real estate investor, it's now time for the second stage of acquiring $1 million of real estate. You know, contrary to popular belief, this is not the giant hurdle that many believe this to be, as most real estate investors reach this mark far before they ever expected that they would. And contrary to conventional thinking, acquiring $1 million of real estate is more about learning the right strategy for you than it is about having enough money to buy the real estate. Again, it's just a shift in thinking. Now, after you've acquired $1 million of real estate, you're going to begin to create $1 million of equity inside that real estate. And this is the third stage, own $1 million of real estate. Owning $1 million of equity, it's far different than just being on title to real estate valued at $1 million. See, it's during this stage that most realize that they have a real estate business. This is the stage in which you'll discover actually how to become a millionaire. This is where you'll be doing it. And it'll be through managing, selling, leveraging, and exchanging until $1 million of equity has been created. Now the next stage, the final stage that you're gonna move through is the receiving of $1 million a year from your real estate assets. This is the peak, this is the top, this is the place where those that focused on the prize and endured those last three stages, those that endured the course, this is where they end up. This is how to become a true millionaire, a financially free millionaire. The type of millionaire that can remove themselves from the day-to-day work of their business and enjoy what they created. Now, depending on from where you're starting, this journey, it could sound a little daunting, but it shouldn't, and here's why. You see, learning how to become a millionaire through real estate, it's just like learning anything else. And what I mean by that is, you know, think. There was a time when you didn't know how to tie your shoe, right? Or when you didn't know how to ride a bike, and when you didn't know how to drive a car. Now I'm going to jump out on a limb here, and I'm going to assume that you do know how to do all of those things now, right? You can do them all without even giving them a second thought. They've become second nature for you. How to become a millionaire investor? It's just like that, same thing. Once you learn how and you do it enough times, it'll become second nature, just like tying your shoe is for you right now. And you know, someone was patient and gracious enough to teach me. Now I pay it forward by teaching others. So you can take that first step at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. And then just stay the course. Stick to the road that has been traveled by every millionaire real estate investor before you. One, think like a millionaire real estate investor. Two, acquire $1 million of real estate. Three, own $1 million of real estate. And four, receive $1 million a year from your real estate. And that status is gonna be yours in a fraction of the time that the majority of people go about it. I'm Matt Theriault of Epic Real Estate. And this has been another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. See you next week.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.